bit flat never ceases to impress me, Sir George.
It's been in the family for years.
How many?
Oh, I don't know. Enough.
Really is beautiful. I can't believe you don't spend more time in it.
The country is fine.
You can't mean that.
Oh, but I do.
What about the city?
I don't care for it.
The theatres? The gallery?
Not for me.
Not even the women?
No, I'm married now.
I think you're depriving yourself of a lot.
I've just found peace.
I don't believe you.
How are you finding the wine?
Lovely. So what's happened? I remember you in Paris saying such things of women.
That's in the past.
Now really?
I don't speak of such things anymore.
You still said all those things?
I said we don't speak of them.
Okay, well, either way, you are now married in London. How has that happened?
The little moral barometer banished such naughtiness. Honestly, I'm so glad I didn't give my soul to a fashionable woman. She's very simple, though, so I'm afraid the town will ruin her.
6 months, I give her.
No, she hates it all.
Well, how can she?
Because she does.
But she's barely been here.
She hates it because I've made sure of it. I found an English woman with more beauty than France ever saw and more goodness than France has ever known. I'm not risking ruining her in the city.
I'd like to meet her.
She's busy right now, but another time.
Such a shame. And I'm busy tonight.
Oh, no. I was going to ask you to dine with us tonight.
Oh, no, wait. Yes. Maybe I could do dinner.
Oh, no. I meant supper.
Even better. Oh, how lucky. Any other night I couldn't have come.
Oh, well, I meant tomorrow night.
Right, Sir George. I don't think you want me to see your wife, do you?
What are you doing lying on the floor?
I am not moving from this floor until I can see your wife. I have no plans. I am here until I see her.
Can I be honest, Doricourt?
Of course.
You are a very agreeable fellow. Younger and better looking, and the women love you. You can meet her, but for those reasons, you must promise to do little more than not. Do you understand?
Very well.
It's not just you. It's this town. I married her to have something pure, and I can feel it ruining her.
Yes, it's hard to have a cake in the oven. Everyone wants it. And the more breath on it, the more dirty it gets.
What do you mean, the more people breathe on it?
The more people who get their breath on it, the more it is ruined.
You think people are breathing on her?
Well, I'm sure she's getting breathed on.
Actually, sorry, I've changed my mind. You can't see her.
But
there's the door.
I will meet your wife, Sir George.
Not today. Goodbye.
Soon.